calling all members of the in crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X @faderoutednz. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. Order up! We'd be remiss if we did not discuss this little bit of juicy news this week, as the Arizona Coyotes, that shit show, as the world turns with them, they are now moving to Utah. It's pretty much all done. It is all done. There was some kind of land deal that the owner was hoping to win, and it was just shady as hell. So the NHL approved the sale to owners from Utah and said, come get this mess. Come bless this mess. Take them to Salt Lake City and make this happen. So it is time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week we are ordering up the new identities and new team names for the Arizona Coyotes once they move to Utah. From 5 to 1, what do you got, D?
Alright, so 5 is kind of the easiest. Just stick with the Coyotes. I mean, the Coyotes is something. Utah has Coyotes. You can go with a different color, maybe a light blue and a white, but stick with the Coyote name. The next up, I've got the Red-Tailed Hawk, nice. who is a part of the region of Utah. I like a bird. Always like a bird for a hockey team. And if you didn't go with the Red-Tailed Hawk, which you could have some kind of red colors in, some kind of dark reds, you can go with a hawk, just a regular old hawk.
Ooh,
and, you know, you can go with, like...
Chicago might be knocking on your door there.
Well, they're the Blackhawks. We got the Hawks. We got the Red-Tailed Hawks. We got the Hawks.
I mean, yes, the Blackhawks are named after a Native American tribe, but just like, it's close enough. It's in the name, brother. It's in the name,
like,
brother.
It's like the Jets, the Winnipeg Jets, the New York Jets.
Do you think they hang out and go to dinner, Mike? Back after this.
So then number 2, I got the Gulls. How about a gull, a seagull? California seagull is the state bird of Utah.
Nice.
So I can go with a nice gull. Again, I like the light blue kind of color there, light blue and white. And number 1 for me, I think it's a home run, is the Utah Black Bears.
Nice.
They have a black and brown, dark uniform, intimidating. What do you got, Steve?
Those are great choices. The Boston Bruins might be on the phone with that one too, but they are far enough away that you might be able to get away with it. You might be able to get away with it. But for me, I'm honoring the history of Utah as a state, including some geographical highlights of Utah, as well as cultural highlights, and a slight departure, a little bit of a play on words, but it plays really well in the grand scheme of things. Number 5.
What do you got? What's 5?
So 5, I'm going with the Salt Lake City Punks. So the punk music scene, the eclectic music scene of Salt Lake City is evident, and it is, you know, prevalent in the area. They made that movie with Matthew Lillard. You could do black and blue and make it kind of cool. You can make it kind of bohemian if you want. You can really kind of play around with that and, you know, make it really like out there and fun. Number 4, the Utah monuments. A lot of geographical highlights there. You have a lot of rock faces. You have a lot of geological monuments that you can play homage to. You can, if you have one that's shaped like a U, you got a built-in logo right there, right? You have, you know, you can kind of play off of the Sedona Sun, those colors of the Coyotes, and just kind of, you know, play with it a little bit more, because, you know, you're not moving them out of the geographic region. They're staying in that general area. They're just going a little bit further north. Number three, the Utah Miners, M-I-N-E-R-S. There's a huge mining community in Utah, and miners are tough. Miners are gritty. Miners are scrappy. It works for the Steelers, right? So if it works for the Steelers, it could work for the Miners. Number two, the Utah Jackrabbits. Tough, feisty. You can make a mascot out of that. The kids will love it. So you can kind of brand accordingly with the Jackrabbits and go from there. Now, number one, the nickname of Utah is the Beehive State. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Negative.
Yeah. So a little bit of, learn something new every day, guys. So for me, I like the Salt Lake City Sting. Right? You got the bees, tough, intimidating. They're going to hurt you. You come near me, we're going to fuck you up. We're going to fuck you up. And you even have a built-in name for the building, right? You have the Shark Tank for San Jose. You can call this the Hive. You have branding built in already. And I believe the minor league baseball team is also called the Salt Lake City Bees. So you have a little bit of synergy with teams that are already there. But those are ours. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X at faderoutednz, and let us know what you think the Arizona Coyotes should rename their team when they move to Utah. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.